Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Taking a date to the carnival. It's usually a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, cotton candy, some corn dogs,
yeah.
Lots of bright lights.
Fun.
And there's also a 50% chance that if a ride malfunctions while you're on it, you could be on the news.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh,
that's cool, too.
Always fun.
Yep, and that's where Alex took the girl that he wants to call today for a second date update. Apparently, they went to a carnival. What's up, Alex? How are you?
Hey, y'all. How's it going?
That sounds like a great idea, Alex. Are you a big fan of carnivals?
Who's not? Like, it's playing some games, riding some rides.
Lots of sweaty carnies.
Yeah.
Those guys are awesome.
It's the best part.
And just really sweaty people. There's a lot of sweat happens at carnivals. And how'd you meet your date?
So, Madeline and I, we met on a dating app.
And what'd you like about her?
Well, you know, I thought she was super cute. You know, she had these really nice eyes, and messaging with her, she had, like, a really good sense of humor, and she's really in the state capitals. Which is, like, you know, super random.
State capitals.
But, yeah, like, she just mentioned it in her bio, and we were messaging. She was like, no, it's no joke. Like, I'm really good at knowing all the state capitals.
Wow.
And she likes to research why they're the capital in the first place. Yeah, I know.
That is interesting. And,
right? Yeah.
Cool. A couple of capitals have switched. They were one city, then they became a different city.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I always felt like I was pretty good at knowing those in, like, the fourth grade or whatever.
Yeah. When you had to.
It was a fun thing to talk about, you know, not the usual sort of, like, what do you do? What do you like?
Yeah, that's true. Usually people on dating profiles are like, I love to hike. That's what everybody says. Nobody, I've never seen anybody like, I just really love state capitals.
Right, exactly. So I was like, this is cool. This is a unique, interesting person.
Right. And so how was it when you guys first met up?
I mean, like, one funny thing, she looked like exactly like her pictures on her profile.
Oh, that's funny.
Which was really good, but she was also wearing the exact same outfit.
Oh. Oh, that must be her hot outfit then, her sexy outfit.
Yeah, I have that one outfit too, and I'm like, oh my God, I have it on in three photos. Dang it.
Right. So, I mean, like, I mentioned it, and she's like, yeah, she basically said that. She's like, look, I look really good in this. Like, why would I not wear it?
Why not? Everybody should just have one outfit they wear all the time that is their favorite outfit. Yeah. Never switch it up.
And it's not a bad idea off a dating app. Like, you know exactly who you're meeting then, right? You're like, oh wait, that's the girl with the blue shirt.
I would rather have that than show up and be like, who are you?
Yeah.
Right.
You
know?
So how did everything go when you were out there at the carnival? Any weird moments or was it all good?
Well, so there's this one thing. I wanted to win her a prize, you know, at one of the games. And I thought that'd be, like, romantic and fun. And so I thought they had a ring toss. And I've won ring toss a couple times in my carnival going days.
Oh.
So it's like, oh, I got this. This will be a great way to sort of, like, show off. Like, I wanted to win her, like, a you know, one of those ginormous stuffed animals.
Yeah, yeah, every man wants to win a woman that, and no woman wants those.
I know,
like,
women
what
that
do
love
you,
it.
What do you do with them?
It's just a trophy so they can walk around the fair, carnival.
Yeah,
and
then you have to drag it
day,
around.
Yeah.
And
then
super
you get rid
heavy.
Of it. And then you get rid of it later. So did you win the big stuffed animal for her and impress her with your ring toss abilities?
Well, so I started playing, and I was just off my game. I don't know what it was, but I just could not win.
How much money did they suck out of you as you were losing?
Well, do you want to know the first time or the second time I played?
They got you good.
They got me, yes. 100%. So, like, I'm spending a lot of time and money, and I'm just getting so frustrated because, like, I should be able to do this. It's so easy. Finally, she's like, it doesn't matter. Like, I don't care. Like, let's just go on some rides. So I'm like, okay, cool. Let's do it. So we take a break. We go on some rides. We're having fun. And then we're walking back past the ring toss. And I just have to. I have to win.
I know that feeling.
You're
and
like
anytime
an
I played one of those games and I lose and then I pass by it again, I'm like, God, if I had just more cash on me right now, I would own you.
Oh, yeah. I definitely went back to the ATM and I got more cash. And
no.
I was like, I'm doing this. I'm winning. And so finally, I mean, I kind of win. I win her like one of those really tiny, small stuffed bears after I'd spent, you know, like 60 more bucks.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so not worth it.
And how long was she just standing there watching you play ring toss?
I mean, I wasn't keeping count, but I mean, at least a half an hour.
What? Oh.
So maybe you spent too long doing that, and that's why she's not calling you back. She's like,
I might have. You know, it's entirely possible. But you know, but she seemed super grateful for the bear. She was like, oh, this is so sweet.
She wasn't just grateful the whole thing was over. God, I mean, give the man a prize already.
Right, but I mean, she seemed into it. And then, you know, we ended our night by like going on the Ferris wheel and we kissed on the Ferris wheel, which was nice. Like, seemed like a good moment.
Yeah. What was that kiss like?
I mean, it was sweet. It was like...
No, moisture wise.
That's actually what I was looking for, a moisture level count.
Sloppy, water.
Well, we were both already really sweaty, so it was pretty moist.
Nice. Yeah.
So yeah, but then after that, you know, Carnival sort of like shutting down, sort of like leaving and saying goodbye for the evening, and so you know, I go in for another kiss, and then she kind of like averted my kiss and just went for a hug.
Oh.
Which was weird, right? Because we'd already kissed.
Yeah.
I mean, usually to me, if you kiss once and then she doesn't want to kiss you again, it means it wasn't very good for her the first time.
I was like, oh, great. I guess I'm not a good kisser. I mean, I don't know. Now I'm just so in my head about it.
Did anything happen in between the Ferris wheel kiss and then you saying goodbye to her that would make you think she wouldn't want to kiss you again?
I mean, you know, we played a couple more games and did another ride, but, like, nothing out of the ordinary.
Have you heard from her at all since your date?
I've texted her, tried calling her, nothing.
Okay.
Oh, man.
She was just, like, so cool and interesting, and I already feel like we have such a great connection, and it seems like such a good starting point. And so I just don't want to lose this one, you know?
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Right on. Thank you, guys.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.